The Hawaii Community Development Authority, HCDA, conducted the first of two required public hearings on proposed amendments to the Kaka'ako Reserved Housing Rules. Attorney Curtis Tabata is HCDA's hearing officer.
The proposed amendments will expand the sources of reserve housing units, encourage further development of for sale and rental reserve housing units. Additionally, the proposed amendments will establish buyback and equity sharing options for workforce housing units.
One of the proposed changes would lower the qualifying household income from the current 140% of area median income to 120% or $120,000 annual income for a family of four. Kaka'ako resident and member of Kaka'ako United, Galen Fox, says that's still too high.
86% of the people in Hawaii, according to the 2013 statistics, file tax returns showing their income is less than $100,000 a year. Less than $100,000 a year. You cannot buy a piece of property in the 120 to 140% range.
Hawaiian Dredging Construction Company Chairman Bill Wilson says the proposed HCDA changes will bring new construction to a halt.
It has already slowed in the last year as the demand for market units has in fact reduced. For the workforce housing units, the challenges that will exist there will be greater too, given both the equity sharing and buyback rights that are proposed for future workforce housing projects.
Developer Stanford Carr opposed the reserved housing buyback provision to maintain affordability in perpetuity. He's also against the requirement to maintain rentals for 30 years.
As it is, you don't see production rental housing being developed in the Kaka'ako district. To impose an additional 30 years of building and maintaining rentals is just adding another disincentive of why you already don't have an existence of production rentals unless you're utilizing a federal state subsidized program.
The city and county of Honolulu is supportive of most of HCDA's amendments. Harrison Rue is community building and transit-oriented development administrator for the city.
There were some more recent changes, and we still need to take a look at what some of those are. But in general, we like the extended buyback period and the fact that they do have some focus on rental housing at 80% AMI, which is similar to the city's position of greatest need.
But Ryan Harada, a member of developer Downtown Capital LLC, was disappointed HCDA board members were not present at the public hearing.
It's a chance for the board members to listen to the public, which we had a lot of support against these amendments to the reserve housing rules. We had other developers here in case they had any questions. It would have been a lot more courteous and respectful if the board showed up to listen to this. How can they say that this is a public hearing if the board doesn't even show up?
The final public hearing and HCDA decision-making is scheduled May 3rd. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.